I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I got an update on the windshield thing. Oh yeah, I put it in the Discord too, but I called them and they said it was going to cost my deductible is $500, and they said, I was like, all right, you might as well set me up with a place or whatever. I don't care, because I know how deductibles work. You know, like, I work in the health industry. If you have a deductible and you go see the doctor, what you pay applies towards the deductible. Then when you meet the deductible, then you don't have to really pay for anything anymore. That's how a deductible works. Apparently not with car insurance, because I was like, well, you might as well process it. You know, the $375 that A1 Auto Glass is going to charge me to replace my windshield, at least it'll go towards that. So if something else happens this year, my deductible will be less. And they're like, yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. It has to be over $500. Otherwise, the deductible doesn't come into play. I'm like, what? That is not how deductibles work. Okay. Use another word, because it's not a deductible.
Right.
I was like, what is happening here? So
I wouldn't be surprised they use that to nickel and dime you for like those small things, because I was, yeah, majority of car problems is over $500, I would say.
Oh, I was expecting it to be like a grand, because it's got like the rear view mirror is built into it and it's electric. And so I assumed there's lots of stuff going on with it, but A1 was like, yeah, no, we'll fix that in like an hour, $375, whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Right on. Sweet.
So, yeah. Now you're just $375 lighter in your pocket.
Or am I? Because the person, so my insurance company uses a third party company to sort of do their glass stuff. And so I spoke to somebody in my actual office to set everything up. And then they were like, here's this 888 number you can call if you have any other questions or whatever, you need to follow up. And so I called them after I talked to A1, because A1 was like, yeah, no, cancel the claim, just pay us, and then we'll give you like an invoice, and then you can bill them afterwards, and then they'll give you money back. And I was like, again, this is not how deductibles work. Again, like, that's not how this works at all. But then I called that 888 number and they were like, yeah, just get the invoice, make sure you write this specific thing, send it to this specific place, and then we'll send you money. And it's like, but huh? I'll do it. You know, I don't expect it to work, but, you know.
Hey, maybe, all you can do is try.
Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, man, and I won't have to pay for any of this. So,
well, I'm not sure we're going to get to there, but hey, maybe it'll knock out some.
Yeah,
down.
I know.
Go ahead. We're recording, right?
We are, correct.
Okay, so before we get too into it, you know it, I know it, listeners know it. We're really bad at staying on timely tracks.
Do you got a timer?
So for tonight, we're going to do topics, and I will arbitrarily set a time limit. And in every third of it, I will call. And if I get to strike three, time to switch topics.
You're out.
And it'll
of
be
here.
Arbitrary, and I could add time, but I'm just letting you know. This is how we're gonna keep the shit rolling tonight.
Time referee, I love it, man. That's fantastic work by you.
It's that MLB pitch clock, which they got a little leeway of when that second ends up, or when it's a baller call.
Oh,
strike.
No, it's the NFL play clock, right? You get to zero, you got a beat. So you're good. 49ers learned that last weekend. You got
all right. Sounds like we just started NFL talk. We got 15 minutes.
Oh, wait, hang on. I got to introduce the podcast first. One second. So welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. Find us on Twitter. I've given you the handles a billion times. They're on the picture. Nobody follows us as a result of this podcast anyways. The only reason you know about this podcast is because of Twitter. So who cares? We are on Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. We are on Twitch. We record the sports podcast every Thursday, twitch.tv/abrawg87, ABRAWG87. Get in the chat. Hit the follow button. It helps us. Do it. We're also on YouTube. I've been posting the replays of those streams on YouTube. So if you miss them, want to watch them, they're on there. Movie on Sunday is Ski's movie. Ski, do you want to tell the people what the movie is?
I mean, I'm picking it, so you know it's a fucking classic.
Banger.
Banger, yes. 1996, I believe. Escape from L.A.
Escape from L.A. is on Max right now, so watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
Oh, actually, John Carpenter's Escape from L.A.
That's right.
I believe he titled all his movies like that. So,
Call Me Snake. So, listen to us talk about that on Sunday. NFL talk, go!
Well, I have no factor. My team is not involved, so you guys go.
Yeah, man. King, I'm starting to feel how you've been feeling the last few years, my friend. How everybody just hates you because you're a Chiefs fan. It's weird, right? We're the same.
I think they hate you because David Lombardi covers your team.
Yes.
You and me, King, we're the same. We're exactly the same.
I mean, geez Louise, this David Lombardi guy.
I'll say
let's cut through it. Dave Lombardi, Brock Purdy. You, Niner fan. Brock Purdy played like absolute dog shit.
Absolute dog shit.
And put together he had one good throw to Kittle for the touchdown, and then that throw to Juwan Jennings over the guy and great throw.
Just let me set this up with the David Lombardi.
Give the background, please. Absolutely.
David Lombardi used to cover Stanford. He said Stanford had Oregon speed. They promptly lost by 30. Now he covers the Niners for The Athletic. I'm sure he's a great guy. These were his three back-to-back-to-back tweets on Saturday. Brock Purdy just pulled a Joe Montana. Legend, 49ers lead. The rain is driving now, and the 49ers are going to beat the Packers in one of the most dramatic endings ever imaginable. Dre Greenlaw interception to cap Brock Purdy's Joe Montana moment.
My guy.
Brock Purdy answered every single doubt and criticism by delivering a comeback playoff drive that has immediately become a part of 49ers legend. That's what Joe Montana used to do.
Juwan Jennings, the catch, 3. Yeah,
okay. I mean,
my guy.
Well, no, the whole thing about being like, oh, well, he played like shit for 3.5 quarters and had a game-winning drive. Just like Joe Montana in 1988 or whatever. Okay, well, you're inviting people to be like, yeah, I watched that Tim Tebow playoff game against the Steelers where he was shitty for 3.5 quarters and threw one pass and they won. Yeah. So did Joe Montana do that once? Yeah, he did. But you want to know Joe Montana did a bunch of other times? Just play good the whole game. Yeah. And it's David Lombardi. We all have a history with that guy. It is what it is.
You know, I don't think I realized that when the quote was dropped in our Discord. I don't think I realized that everybody in the Discord knew who David Lombardi was and had a history with him at Stanford. Because I don't remember him covering Stanford. I only know of him covering the 49ers. And he is over the top positive. He was with Jimmy Garoppolo the entire reign of Jimmy Garoppolo, like a lot. So if you're one of those fans who doesn't like any negativity about the 49ers and their quarterbacks, David Lombardi's the follow for you. So I will say devil's advocate 49ers guy who has been following them the whole season. Purdy has had like 4 awful games this year. The rest of the games, he's been really steady and really good. The Packers game was an awful game, with the exception of the last drive. Like, if he doesn't do the things he did on that last drive, they do not beat the Packers. And they lose because he was awful the rest of the game. He is the reason they would have lost if he didn't do all that shit in the last drive. But again, he is a NFL MVP finalist right now. He threw for over 4,000 yards. You know what? Like, so he has been good. upper level quarterback. He's not in the top like six or seven or whatever people have been saying. He's not. I've been maintaining all season, my dudes, and you can all fucking pull up the receipts for this, that Christian McCaffrey is the MVP of the 49ers. Brock Purdy should not be in the MVP race for the NFL. He should not. He's probably like the fourth, fifth, sixth best player on the 49ers, but that's not saying he hasn't had a really good season. But again, if you watch the Packers game and say he had a Joe Montana moment, like, come on, my dudes. Like, Joe Montana did that a few times for sure, for certain, but come on, my dude. Like, he played like pure dog shit. And he looked like he had never held the football in the rain before for most of that game. So, and again, I talked about it last week. Juwan Jennings was going to have a big game. He was big for them, and he did. If Juwan Jennings doesn't make those catches and he's not tall, then the 49ers don't win either. So it's sort of a combination of the two of those things.
Well, that and Debo being soft and not coming back in the game.
Extremely soft, but, right? Yeah, I mean, you got a hurt shoulder. It's the playoffs. Yeah. Play the fucking game, Debo. Like, they can hand off to you. You can hold it in the other hand, my guy.
Right? Exactly.
Come on.
No, but on it, the whole thing of Lombardi, I've done.
That was a strike, by the way. Your voice is totally muffled when you put that thing on.
No. Trying to say that he's Joe Montana, if you look at that final drive, it was nice, simple passes. He didn't have one third and long that he needed to convert. There was like a third and short that he rushed for.
The Ayuk throw. Like, the Ayuk was Ayuk a big
throw.
One.
It was a good throw, yeah. But I would say majority of quarterbacks can lead that drive there. It wasn't anything like special, let's say.
Having watched Jimmy G for like 5 or 6 years, not every quarterback can do that drive.
No. That's why I said majority of
them. Yeah.
Majority. Yeah. But I think the bigger thing was, you were saying how if they don't have that drive and they end up losing, it's on Purdy.
Yeah.
I would put it on Shanahan. How you know Purdy, how he does in this weather. I don't know if he just has tiny hands. I thought he was from like the Midwest somewhere and like grew up on a farm. I thought he'd have big ass fucking man hands.
Yeah. I think he's from Arizona. He's from like Scottsdale.
A lot of farming going on in Scottsdale.
I do not believe so.
Dirt farming, my friend. A lot of dirt farming. Yeah. So, no. To your point, though, the game would have been on Brock Purdy if they had lost.
Yeah, but it should have been on Shanahan. How do you let Purdy throw the ball 39 times in that game when you have Christian McCaffrey, who, I guess you could maybe say for an elite level running back was getting quote unquote bottled up. He was still getting like 4 yards a carry, even before that big long touchdown he had. I do not get his. It felt very Mario and Chip-esque. Like, hey, they're gonna expect us to pound the ball in this weather with McCaffrey, so we're gonna air it out with Purdy. They're not gonna see us. Not gonna see it coming. I'm gonna catch him off guard, and it almost bit him in the ass.
He expected Purdy to throw so many incompletions. You know, because
know your guy. You have to know your guy.
Know your guy is what you can say about Garoppolo, because Purdy hasn't been like this very often this season. Again, it's been like 3 or 4 times all season, and by the way, all the other really good quarterbacks in the NFL have had games like this where they just fucking don't show up for whatever reason. And so he could have made an adjustment. Yeah, but.
But his is, for his full year, it's been those bad weather games. Like I said, when a quarterback takes his throwing hand off the football to wipe his hand off, maybe don't throw the ball so much because he can't grip it well. It's just one of those things. Something as a fan watching the game on TV, like, how do you not see this? And then you have him throw it 3 straight times on a drive to go 3 and out. It's just like trying to lose this game, Shanahan.
WCP mentioned it in the chat. Purdy kind of sucks without Debo in the lineup. Like, I saw a stat that the Niners like don't win if Debo's not playing. It's really weird. I forget what the actual stat was, but they've only won like a couple of games without him in the lineup. So hasn't had huge numbers this year at all. But
is
I think
is it a Tyreek effect because of it, like motions and stuff gets other people out of play to
and like
Ayuk always does better.
The
I assume.
Possible handoffs to him and stuff that you know it guy that other teams have to account for it and the screen passes and stuff that he can turn into like 15 yards whenever he feels like it. So yeah, man, it's there's an element of this where it's. Fucking a win's a win. It's the playoffs. It's the NFL. Like, you know, I as a fan of the 49ers, I don't fucking care. It's like, yes, Purdy had a horrible game. Like, yes, Lombardi compared him to Joe Montana. Like, yeah, okay, cool. They won. They're playing the Lions next week. I don't fucking care. Like, play better against the Lions. Otherwise, you're definitely going to lose. But I don't think they're going to play that bad against the Lions because they haven't like, you know, they had that stretch earlier this year where they lost three in a row and they didn't have Debo and they didn't have Trent Williams. They're going to have both of those guys this week. And everybody, for the most part, is healthy going into this week. Like well, Debo practiced
Debo's
today.
Not, he's not 100% yet.
He practiced today. So that leads me to believe he will probably play. But, you know.
Yeah, but a win is a win for King's team. Winning that game, no matter how you win it, on the road in Buffalo, you're at home against, the Packers pretty much shouldn't have got in the playoffs. We even said it leading up the rest versus rust, and clearly the Niners were just on the rust side, and the Ravens were on the rest side helping them.
Very much so. Yeah, by the way, we've wasted way too much time not talking about the Chiefs beating the Bills. So we should probably start doing that now.
Well, King could have his 10 seconds to congratulate Lamar for getting on the first round. So
yeah, do you want to do that real quick? 34 to 10 over the Texans. Does anybody care? No. So we got a strike two. Two.
Hey, good job for Larry Jackson, you know? He won a divisional round game at home. Ooh, against a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach. And all I'm going to say. It's the worst Kansas City Chiefs team any of us seen since all the way back in 2017. All the way back. Remember 2017. Willie Taggart was in Oregon. Jimbo Fisher was leaving Florida State to go to Texas A&M. Donald Trump wasn't even first term election president. And that's how long as we've seen a Kansas City Chiefs team as bad as this one. They're a terrible football team. They're so bad. The Kansas City Chiefs are so bad. They walked into Buffalo amidst an area. Oh, all these people are these tyrants, these terrorists are throwing snowballs at us. And they casually just won with a perfect offense. And it was effective. It was efficient. It was boring. And if Mecole Hardman doesn't fumble at the one for no reason, it's a 10-point game with 5 minutes left, and that shit is over. And let me just say, I don't want to sound arrogant. The NFL is the NFL. Football will football. When the Chiefs held the Bills to a field goal attempt, when it was they're just kicking a field goal, I went, Chiefs win. Chiefs win. I didn't even watch the field goal kick until my kid yelled they missed it. And I looked up because I went, okay, it's going to be tied. They're just going to get 49 yards on this possession and Butker's going to kick a 50 yarder to win it. Like that doesn't mean they're going to beat the Ravens and you know, Larry Jackson, you know, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't be too cocky if I was a Baltimore fan. I wouldn't be too cocky.
Here's the other end as the gambler is you can't bet against the Chiefs, that's for sure. I don't know if I would bet on them, but I definitely wouldn't bet against them. I mean shit. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Kelsey had two tuds, all of a sudden he's not washed anymore and
I just want to say that, you know, it's interesting to see people be like, oh, why are you glazing Patrick Mahomes so much? These are people I see on my Twitter timeline. Oh, he didn't even play that good of a game. And then I see Amina Kimes' podcast excerpt that she not only posted, but she retweeted this week, saying the Baltimore Ravens may be the best NFL team of all time.
How many losses they got in the season? Three.
But they might be the best team of all time. And Mina Kimes said it. I didn't say it. Skip Bayless didn't say it. Dan Le Batard didn't say it. Stephen A. Smith didn't say it. Nick Wright didn't say it. This is Mina Kimes. Everyone loves Mina Kimes.
Can I speak to that?
Sure.
Can I speak to everybody loving Mina Kimes? I think everybody loved Mina Kimes like 3 years ago. Since then, she has done a exclusive Seahawks show. She talks only Seattle Seahawks. She idolizes everybody on that team, even when they're bad. I'm done with Mina Kimes. I don't want to hear another thing from Mina Kimes.
I'm not going there. I'm just saying, when people in my timeline complain, if Kansas City wins and they're big underdogs, they got no chance. They got no chance in Baltimore.
No chance. That's what you got.
No chance in hell. I mean, it's you know, this is like Sweden going up against Germany. The Chiefs got no chance. Lamar is just too in control. They got Harbaugh, coach, good vibes. They got no chance. And apparently, what I love about Ravens football is when they played the Steelers in a game that did not matter, the last game of the year, the announcers were like, oh, yeah, this stadium is not actually very loud. It's not that loud. And then when they played the wild card game, the announcer, this is the most underrated and loud stadium we've ever heard in our lives. And no chance.
No chance.
No chance in hell.
That's what
you. I mean, maybe you guys
The game is close and both teams have fun. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, if you guys had a good coach and a good quarterback, you might have.
Well, that would be helpful. That would be helpful. But, you know. I saw what the Ravens did against the Dolphins, so I got no. In good weather, they really killed the Dolphins, so I don't know.
It's interesting that we're having this conversation about the Chiefs and Bills. The Chiefs won 27-24, and we're having a different conversation about the 49ers, won 24-21.
Well, because the Bills are good.
Bills at home or Packers on the road.
Yeah. Are they good?
Jordan Love versus Josh Allen.
Hey,
the alarm.
Let me take the carryover.
He's rung me up.
Peeling. Do we want an extra 5 minutes?
What's that?
5 seconds. Give me 5 seconds.
All right.
Bills. We knew what was going to happen. They're bad. Josh Allen played very good football. It was not his fault.
Sure. Okay, was that our 5 seconds? We're not going to rebuttal this? Okay, all right.
You're trying to say Josh Allen didn't play a hell of a game?
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's so hard to take the Bills seriously, you know?
Oh, you can't. That's why I said they're the Bills. They were going to lose that. There was an 80% chance Bass was missing that field goal before he kicked it.
And part of me feels bad because the wide right thing in their history is just like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Like how it keeps coming back. Like,
I mean, the fake punt with DeMar Hamlin. I mean,
and DeMar should have got that first down
and he should have got it too. Yeah. It's
when I watched it in real time, I just thought, oh, they busted it up. Like it was just had no chance, just no chance, whatever. And then I heard the Chiefs only had 10 men on the field. So it was kind of an automatic go. Okay. And then like 2 days later, I saw the angle from the end zone. And I was like, oh, DeMar, hit that fucking hole. Like, God bless you, man. Like, seriously, like, God bless you for even being here. But put your foot in the ground and fucking go, man. Like, you have that.
Little Bucky Irvin angle he was taking there.
Not a strong angle from him. But again, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Bless his soul. Bless his soul sounds worse.
Bless your heart's like the Southern white woman. Fuck you, right? Oh, bless your heart. All right. We got any hot takes on the Lions and the Bucks?
No.
I have no takes on the Lions and the Bucks.
The only take I have is the Lions feel like that team where everything's going to go their way against you guys, at least. Not necessarily going to win, but I think they're going to get some bounces. They're just kind of that, not team of destiny quite per se, but they got all the momentum with them right now.
Team of destiny, sure.
No, they're not.
Cool.
They're going to get the bounces.
King, this is why I started this conversation by saying we're the same. We're the same. America hates us. We're the same. Like, nobody likes the Chiefs. Nobody likes the 49ers. Nobody wants our teams to win.
I don't know. It's tough.
It's a hard
Do people want the Ravens to win?
Yes.
Oh my God. If you want to get on Twitter and see a race war, see Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. Shit's weird, man. Shit's weird.
And it, like, casual outsiders hate the fact that Taylor Swift is involved. Like, I know that's a tired, beat up conversation, but it's true. Like, people who are casual sports people really dislike the Chiefs.
And very right wing grifting.
There's
on Sunday, I saw a count. This guy has like 150,000 followers on Twitter. And like 5 hours before the game, he declared he wasn't watching. And then he had 19 tweets about Taylor Swift during the game. Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm surprised at that, though. Like, the Lions, I get underdog story, shit like that. The Ravens have won Super Bowls. It's like, people really need to back them. What? I don't see the reason.
Well,
sick of Chiefs. That's the only thing I can think of,
again,
I guess.
Again, like, I...
No, they like The Wire. That's what that is.
Yeah. They like The Wire.
I mean, Lamar's coming. Get it? Lamar, get it? He's so smart.
He said the thing. You know, by the way, like, I was thinking about it with the Niners, because they haven't won a Super Bowl since, like, the mid-90s, dude. It's been a really long time.
That's been a while.
Like, they won all the Super Bowls for a while, but it's been a long time.
We're coming up on 30 years ago, guys.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that was, what, three? Was that three in the late 80s, and then what, was that 94?
Yes, 94, 95. That's the one they bought. The Super Bowl. They paid everybody on 1 year deals and then were over the cap forever. And then Eddie DeBartolo went to jail for tax fraud or something like that. Yeah. Or was it Carmen Policy? No, I think it was Carmen Policy. Yeah. One of the best names ever.
It sucks that he wasn't from like New England, so it could have been like Carmen Policy. So you just,
for a guy named Carmen Policy, he sure wasn't good at following company policy. all right, so should we talk about Oregon basketball? Should we reset the clock for Oregon basketball? Should we talk the coaching moves? Because Harbaugh to the Chargers is a big deal.
I mean, the Harbaugh move to the Chargers is a big deal because everywhere Jim Harbaugh's been, he's won.
Yeah.
And Jim Harbaugh doesn't even need a quarterback to win, as we've seen, you know. Off this year. And so that's just perfect for being a Charger. Just, you go in there, you don't have a quarterback, but you can make it work.
I did see someone say that they should just trade Herbert and draft J.J. McCarthy if they want to win.
I mean, he's a winner. All I'm saying. Beating Wisconsin and Rose Bowl. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Please.
I want to cut that out and put it on Twitter.
I mean, please.
If Harbaugh only had a quarterback to this situation he was coming into, he might have a chance. That's why I'm saying I don't think he's going to win with the Chargers because he doesn't have a quarterback who can take him there.
And the Chargers are kind of cursed like the Bills are. He's going to have to break that first. Yeah. But I think it's bigger the him leaving Michigan more than him going to the Chargers.
Have they hired anybody yet?
Sounds like they're going to just promote that guy there with the OC.
The dude who cussed on camera?
Yeah.
That dude?
Yes.
The dude who cussed and cried?
Sharon Moore, I believe
Sharon
that's
Moore,
his name.
I think it is.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah, he's going to get the job.
Huh. Yeah. That dude.
Michigan man. He's a Michigan man.
No, and he's probably a really good football coach. I see that, And I'm just like, that guy can't be the head coach of a major program and act like that on national television. Like, you can't cuss during an interview. Like, what's wrong with you? I mean, and he's going to, like, that's probably going to be one of the things they focus on in this, you know, if they do hire him, is, you know, making him more media savvy. But man, like, all right.
Hey, I expect all coordinators to fucking drop F-bombs on camera. He was interim head coach at the time. So let's not put too much weight on his post-game interview skills.
Like, I have no idea how good of a coach that guy is. None, right? No idea. But he would not be, if he had the exact same resume at Michigan State, he would not get the Michigan job.
No.
Does that make sense? Like, there are certain guys that get jobs because you're like, oh, you're a culture fit. And I know we're not exactly talking about, but like Antonio Pierce with the Raiders, I don't know if he's a good coach or a bad coach. If he wasn't from Crenshaw and grew up in a Raiders fan, if he was from Olathe, Kansas, had the exact same playing career and was an assistant coach and did the same thing with the Raiders this year, he's not getting that job. I mean, if you just want to be like a jerk about it, he had a game in December where they scored 0 points at home against the Vikings. They did win a game in Arrowhead on Christmas Day, but they did not complete a pass in the final 3.5 quarters. And they only won because the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes played his worst game of his career, and they scored 14 points on defense in about 10 seconds. So, and that is just in December. Like, they didn't win. Like, they weren't winning games. And I kind of wonder if Sherrone Moore, same thing, health, you know, we have health as a reference there. And it's a hard thing to hire a coach and totally shatter like the, what you have for the long term, as opposed to like bringing in a guy that you're safe with for a year or two. Cause you know, it's going to blow. Like, more often than not, it's not going to work. More often than not, these things don't work.
We've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen it with health. And Larry Coker won a title with the Hurricanes a million years ago. No one thought he was a good coach, but it was worth him coming in for his first 2 years, and then he tailed off and stunk and blah 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 blah. There's a million, you know, people you could do that to, but
I guess I just don't see that level of football teams promote from within. Usually you go out and get the big hire. There aren't too many times you see this level of schools just promote within. I mean, I don't know. I don't say would put the Ducks in that category when they promoted health. Health. There we go.
I mean, Nebraska hired Frank Solich after, you know, Tom Osborne. You know, I mean, it happens. I wouldn't do it. Like I said, I would.
Well, see, that's what
I would take a year or so of kind of crap if I knew I had a much better coach. But
well, unless he was some, you know, he coached before they brought him in, he was there for 4 years or 5 years, then you promote from within like that. But yeah, just a random guy for his first head coaching job.
Michigan. That's a big,
that's another thing. Yeah.
It's a big job.
As an Oregon follower going into the Big Ten, I'm not angry about that hire.
No, I hope they hire him because they go to Ann Arbor.
Like, that sets Oregon pretty well. Yeah.
It's nice to see Grinch stay in conference with us, too. Oh, hell of a hire there.
Cannot believe Wisconsin hired Alex Grinch.
What are they doing, really?
Jesus Christ.
How do people like that keep getting jobs? It's unbelievable. And high-level jobs. Wisconsin isn't like what they have been in the past, but it's still a high-level job. Amazing. It's falling up, man. It's wild. WCP says Cowherd, bless his heart, says that Michigan should hire Brian Kelly.
Yeah, that'd work out well.
Yeah. He's leaving LSU for Michigan. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much money you got? Let's find out.
He's not doing that.
Let's find out.
He just left the Midwest.
He did. Why would he go back? Yeah.
See, I thought it'd be funny if they would have turned around and hired, like, they would have paid for it, but hired Fish away instantly from UW. It would have been comical, at least in my eyes.
A couple days after. love to hear the loyalty speech from Fish. did he even meet their players? fantastic. All right, so
he kept a QB in there. What's his name? Is not portaling out and is staying.
Fish did?
Will Rogers.
Will Rogers.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, the Michigan State or Mississippi State guy or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They do have a quarterback.
He's like, dude, do you want to play every down this year? Cool. Come on, man. I promise you're going to throw like 50 times a game in my offense. Like, come on.
We don't know to who yet, but you will throw it.
Yeah. Some walk-ons from the Seattle area.
I've got a random question.
All right.
I thought about this today when I was on my lunch break.
Wait, what'd you eat for lunch?
Well, this I'm getting to it.
Oh, it's part of it. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're single, have a significant other, but you like a spice level higher than that person, or you like bean dip and they don't, or, you know, you're just single, you know, it's just you. Obviously, if you're in public, you never like double dip a chip. Gross. But if it's just your salsa, will you double dip a chip?
Yes.
Without
question. Yeah.
Okay. I found myself doing it today because I had a really spicy one and I was like, I don't think I think I'm usually weird about not doing this, even though I know I can do this. But now that I'm just doing this, why did I ever not?
Yeah. I do it if it's the only time I wouldn't do that, I think, is if it's a communal thing. Where I'm sharing it with a bunch of people I don't know, I don't want to make them uncomfortable, that type of deal. If it's my significant other, if it's my family, like, I don't give a shit. I'm double dipping.
All right. Okay. Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Okay. I don't feel as weird. I was like, am I still weird for double dipping? Because technically I'm getting my own saliva in this thing of salsa that I'm going to put back in the fridge, but it's my salsa or it's my saliva. So do I really care? And then I was like, no, I don't. So I got some of the Tostitos, like, Fiesta chips. And they're, like, this fucking big, man. Like,
no, like, I make a concerted effort to not. But if it happens, it happens. Like, you know, like, if I, like, take a thing off and, like, a little piece comes off, it's like, all right, well, I got to do it again. Like, you know, like, all right, cool. Yeah, glad we decided that. Yeah.
Well, what level heat were we talking about here with salsa?
It said hot. Would I really classify it as scalding hot? No, but, you know.
White person hot, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it was like that nachos, that local nachos salsa. Yeah. I think it used to be a restaurant.
No, they only sell
nachos.
I think it's in Albertsons or something, right? They only sell it. Yeah,
they only
sell
us their salsa now.
That's the only thing that still exists from nachos on West 11th.
There you go. And boy, looking back on it, when they had that restaurant on West 11th, their signage was really racist.
Yes.
Like that Latino man with the mustache and the hat.
Remember
Remember
the conversation we had a few weeks ago about like me carrying like quarters around to get M&Ms? Remember that? Nachos was the prime place I would do that at. Yeah. Just so you know.
Here's my one nachos thing. I believe I've only eaten there once, maybe twice in my life. I have a concerted effort to not leave food on my plate when I get food. Even if I don't like it, usually I'll hammer it down. Nachos is like one of the only places I ever just have refused to finish eating it because it was so bad.
What'd you get?
Yeah.
It's whatever their like nacho sauce was, which wasn't nacho cheese sauce. It was some other kind of slop sauce. It was so bad. I don't know if it was just a rancid batch or what, but it was disgusting.
I remember thinking their nachos weren't actually that bad. I mean, they were called nachos, and so the nachos should probably be okay. But I remember thinking they were okay. I never tried anything else there, so I imagine it was terrible.
I mean, I guess there's a reason why they are no longer with us.
Yes.
R.I.P.
They have long passed away.
Big ups to nachos. Yeah.
Big up to the chos.
All right. Other NFL coaching hires. Stop me if you want to talk about any of them. Raheem Morris to the Falcons.
Nope.
Antonio Pierce to the Raiders. Oh, here we go.
No.
Panthers get the Bucks. Dave Canolis? Canoli? Cavalli? The Patriots got Gerard Mayo.
Aioli Meta.
And the Titans got Brian Callahan.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Big Bo Callahan.
Big
Callahan Auto Parts.
Segment over.
Segment over. All right, the Ducks beat Arizona State tonight. So that's good, but they lost to Colorado and Utah, so they're probably screwed. Is that the takeaway from that last week?
Colorado loss is a Colorado loss because they almost never win there. The Utah game, that was kind of a bad loss. But it was still, you know, Dante's still getting his legs. Biddle's back, came back tonight.
See him have to go poop after his first shot?
Yeah, it did. Barry's at three, and then goes
Barry's at three, and I was like, oh, man, I'm turtling. Yeah. I'm out of here. Made a beeline straight to that bathroom.
Drops a three. We need that stop transition timeout. That's what we need right here. Yeah. Love that.
I'm assuming because that was the only time he left, at least it was a solid one.
It was pretty quick, though. Clearly, yeah. It wasn't a rough one.
The question, though, is, so Oregon's like 14-5 now. Are they still possible to make the tournament?
Yeah.
Would they basically just sort of have to keep winning and maybe lose one?
They had to win tonight. If they win on Saturday against Zona, they're up big, you know, net-wise. I think they're in the 50s or something right now.
Yeah, it's not super high, but it's...
They're close enough to...
I mean, they're leading the conference. You're not going to keep out a team that, if they win their conference, you're not going to keep them out.
If they beat Zona, then we can have a real conversation because then they go to the LA schools who are bad.
Yes.
But I assume they'll just drop one of them just because.
Yeah, yeah. Let's let the Arizona game happen first. Then we can have a serious discussion. A serious discussion about them not being able to make the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. Booble with the importance.
Wow.
There you go. Booble with the classic Booble important question from the chat. Did Biddle wipe, or does Matt Knight Arena have bidets? No. And then he corrected his spelling of bidet.
I feel like they can't have bidets because that is dangerous. Where they think they have it all.
No.
And they don't. And then like 5 minutes later, they tumble to the floor. And all of a sudden, those white shorts, there's... Yeah,
it's a problem. I have a question for Ski, because Ski, you've been in the Kilkenny Grotto, and
the Grotto.
Do they have bidets in the Kilkenny Grotto? Is my question.
Oh, they just got hoses that spray everything down.
You just go in the water, like you just splash. You just splash around, let it fall out of you.
No, but I think a bidet is dangerous because. You got to go out and run around. You don't want to go run around with a fucking wet asshole.
Well, no, you got to pat, right? Don't you pat?
It's still going to be damp. You're not getting that thing dry. So you have a risk of chafing. So.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
The brown mark is a bigger danger than butt,
you think it's a
butt crack chafing. Yeah.
Well, like you said, if they're wearing whites, then yeah.
Hang on.
You got dark clothes on.
Are we saying they're just like free balling out there with their basketball shorts? Like
no,
you
Paul weren't... Pierce. Paul Pierce sharted through his pants like shit in whites. It happens, man.
Well, I'm saying if you don't wipe well enough, it's not going to show through to the basketball shorts.
If you go up for a layup and you get fouled hard and you land right on those cheeks and that shit separates, you're getting brown star. Bang, right on the white.
Man, you guys got
real hoopers. No, man, real hoopers. No,
you guys, real hoopers. No,
I mean, come on, what's going on here?
Man, you guys got like wet, shitty assholes. I'm sorry, you're living that life. Jeez,
just saying.
you don't want to run around with a wet asshole. Put it on a t-shirt, says Booble. Yeah, that's the next TSB shirt.
You don't.
I don't know what the MS Paint's going to be for that, but That's not my job. All right. We got anything else to talk about, or do we want to do our list? We're well under an hour. Well under. So.
You're welcome.
We can't. By the way, we can't understand a thing you say with that thing on. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Yeah.
It's part of the beat.
Yeah.
Got that part.
What are your thoughts on Chuck Schumer trying to take away Zins? I know Ski's very passionate about this.
Oh yeah, like John Stewart back at the Daily Show, by the way. Yeah,
whatever.
Sorry, yeah, you talk about Zins or whatever.
I say that's the one thing that might unify this country is if they try to take away Zins.
Donald Trump is going to win the election by saving Zins.
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
they would punt the election by trying to get rid of Zins.
From insurrection to Zinsurrection, that's how he's going to win. I can see that being a shirt for sure.
I'm Googling Zins. I don't know what the fuck you're
talking
about.
This guy doesn't know what Zins are?
Genuinely, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
This guy does not exist.
I'm sorry.
I would not be. Zin is probably the fastest growing business in the country over the last 6 months to a year.
A Zinfandel? Because that's what I know a Zin as.
Z-Y-N.
Oral nicotine pouches. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Chuck Schumer wants to take him away from the people. And people are uniting on both sides. It's how we thought we would reunite after George Floyd's absolute murder in front of our eyes. And it just didn't happen. But apparently Zins are going to get us to do it.
What do you
Martin Luther King couldn't get us to unite like this. But 6 milligram peppermint Zins are.
Yeah, Ski has a dream.
Ski has a dream. Cinnamon.
It's all peppermint. Cinnamon gross. Peppermint, yes. Cinnamon's gross. Citrus.
I've never heard of these or seen them before in my life until this conversation. And I'm looking at them right now. What do you fucking do with these things? You just put them in your mouth?
Can I tell you something? If you ever look at a Dan Lanning recruiting picture where he's pointing at someone,
he's got Zin.
Chances are he's got Zins in his front pocket. Okay, that man loves Zins.
See, I thought he was like chewing or something like that.
No, okay. He's Zinning.
No.
He is who highest died for our Zins, and we lived through him.
Yeah. Well done.
I haven't had a Zin in my life, but I wish I had.
I mean, they invented a thing that you could just have in your mouth all day, and it's socially accepted because you don't spit or anything. So you can do anything. You can be a judge presiding over Donald Trump case, and you just have a Zin in your mouth the whole time.
That'd be the best.
And no one would know.
That would be the best. So they're little white pouches, and they don't disintegrate. Whoa.
Well, I gotta see color, man.
I mean, that's the color they are.
Oh!
Oh! Well, they can't be anything else.
Why are you targeting like that?
Hey! Why are we talking in this accent? This is just as offensive.
Oh! Oh!
Let's do our list. And then leave. What is our list? Who came up with the list? Did you come up with the list, King? Or did you see it?
I did come up with the list.
Yeah, because we had a bunch of suggestions in the Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. By the way, thank you for all of those. We'll keep them for future podcast episodes or something like
usually
that.
Usually I rely on those because I'm lazy. Today I was busy at work and I just didn't get a chance to look at them. So I just threw Alex suggestion.
That's why I ask for them in the Discord as well, is because I am lazy and I don't like thinking about it. So thank you.
So because Oregon played Arizona State tonight, our list is top three devils/Satans, kind of the same thing, in movies.
Lucifers, they're all the same.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Wow. I mean, I wouldn't say that, but...
I will start because it is my list.
I like that.
Mine is Dave Grohl as Beelzebub in 2006 classic, The Pick of Destiny.
It's a great choice.
I am complete.
All right, I'll go next. My number three is Little Nicky, because King likes him so much. He's just the best character in the history of movies.
Lock this guy's fucking mic. What the hell's going on over here?
Hey, what's wrong? Why don't you like me?
All right, my number three is Harvey Keitel in Little Nicky. Because he's the best guy, King.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, Dad. Hey. Why, Dad?
The worst.
Why, hey, Dad, can you tell me why King doesn't like this movie?
Because no one likes that movie!
Hey, be careful. Braga's pick next week.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's King's next week. But yeah. A couple weeks. Yep. If Little Nicky's on something, watch out.
I mean, I would assume every Sandler movie is on Netflix. I think $500 million.
He's going to break his rule for a movie being a movie, therefore not being able to get a zero. He's going to break that rule. Have we all done our threes? Yeah, we have. Yes. Okay. Threes from the chat. Booble says Jason Lee in Dogma. Yep.
Love that movie.
I'm a fucking demon. Yeah, that's a great movie. And then WCP's is South Park's Satan. Remember, he was in a relationship with Saddam Hussein in that movie. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Come on.
Edgy
come
stuff.
Come
on, guy. Edgy stuff.
Okay. All right. You're up, King.
I love you. My number two is Tim Curry in Legend, 1985. So scary. So scary looking.
That's a Tom Cruise movie, right? Legend?
I believe so, yeah.
Like a young Tom Cruise in that?
Young yeah. Tom Cruise, yeah.
That's right. Okay. My number two is the Robot Devil in Futurama. It's a great episode, yeah.
He's a robot.
He's a robot. Mm-hmm.
All right, I thought you would. This might be your number one, Braga, is Peter Stormare in Constantine.
I thought about Constantine. It's a great, great, great movie. But yeah, I think you'll see my number one, and you'll see why. Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a devil in a Batman movie? I don't know.
I don't know if they go with demons in the Batverse.
Daredevil? Does that work? Ooh.
That's pretty good. That's Marvel, though. But yeah.
Yeah.
Daredevil's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a superhero. He can't see.
Yeah. He's super because he has a disability, you guys. Twos from the chat.
I have ADHD.
I take medication for it. Yeah.
And I'm a billionaire. Silver spoon. Batman.
I am the bat. WCP says John Milton, Al Pacino, the devil's advocate. I think if we're all being honest, he's probably the best devil in any movie or TV show or anything. He's really good in that part.
You ever watched a Baylor football game?
Yeah!
Put it back on.
Ring him up! Booble's number two is my number one, which is Elizabeth Hurley in Bedazzled. Four reasons.
That was my number one as well. I won't beat around the bush. I was horny, folks.
Extremely, extremely horny.
See, I think you would beat around the bush. It was the 90s. Yeah, well.
Oof. I ain't going there, but you know where I'm going.
All right, my number one is it's kind of cheating because it's not a movie, TV show, and that's David Putty.
From Seinfeld.
Gotta
support the team.
Gotta support the team. Go Devils. Bananas.
That's a great answer.
I honestly thought someone would just sneak in Martin Brodeur for Marty Brodeur.
Martin Brodeur.
A Claude Lemieux reference.
All right, one's from the chat. South Park Satan from Booble. WCP is Viggo Mortensen in The Prophecy. I don't think I saw The Prophecy.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Need to give us like a quick rundown, WCP. Why is he so good in The Prophecy? Does he play the devil? Viggo Mortensen? I can't even imagine that.
Really? Wasn't he Lego Man in Lord of the Rings? Or was he Armani in Lord of the Rings?
He was Lego Man in Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
He was Lego Man?
Armani was Orlando Bloom. Yeah.
No Viggo the Carpathian, I'll tell you that.
No, of course not.
Not.
He said it was a 1995 movie, Ski. So
good time.
Yeah, you should probably check it out. The Prophecy. That must be a young Viggo, man. So Christopher Walken played Archangel Gabriel in it.
All right, Braga, give us an impression
of who? Christopher Walken.
Walken.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh no!
If someone has a Viggo Mortensen,
say dog like that. Walking. That's all you have to say.
Oh my god, I can't. Okay, you do it first.
I can't.
I need an in.
I'm walking the dog. Walking. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. Walking the dog. Yeah. Oh man, I can do much better than that. This is gonna bug me.
I put you on the spot.
Like
I'm
later tonight, I'm gonna be doing a walking, and
it's gonna click it. You're gonna be in the shower, and you'll be like,
I'm gonna do like a live video on Discord, so be ready for it, guys.
Yeah. I'm shampooing the hair.
Gotta have more cowbell. Yeah, yeah. All you gotta do is the cowbell.
I got a lather.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? We good?
I think we're good.
I think we're under an hour, boys. So I think we did it. Yeah. If you do this one more time, we might not be.
He's got to do the bit. Got to finish the bit.
He's got to do it.
Perfect.
Can't hear a fucking word you're saying. Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Sunday's movie podcast, Escape. John Carpenter's Escape from LA. Excuse me. Yeah, we got to get it right. All right, watch it. Listen to us talk about it. It's on Max.
Bye.